Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning because you are so good. We bless your name because you are God. Thank you, God, for everyone waiting for this program. Lord, it is time for you to bless us. And we know you will pour down your blessings upon us this morning. And Lord, I thank you, God, because you are going to inspire us through this program. And Lord, thank you because the name of the Lord will be glorified. As many people trust in you this morning, meet them at the point of need in the name of Jesus. As many people looking unto you, Father, they will not fail in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that your mighty hand will pour down great things unto us this morning. Thank you, Father, Lord, even as we hear your word, that your word, O Lord, will settle every issue in the life of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, and blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to God this morning. I want to welcome you to this broadcast called Church on Air. I am sure that God is here to bless you. As many of you dear that you are waiting for this program, the time of your blessings has come. The time that God wants to do marvelous things in your life has come. I want you this morning to believe God for something because that is a giver of every good thing. The Bible says every good things and every perfect gift come from God, from the Father in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I know that this morning God is about to bless you. There is something that will come to you. There is something that God will drop into your heart. There is something that will be a testimony in you. And so prepared for a new testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue on our topic, fresh fire from above. Fresh fire from above. And I'm going to share with you, you know, how do you counter this fire, part two. How to assess the fire, or how to come into the contact, part two. Don't forget that last week we were talking on how to assess the fire of God. And we said about one thing is we can assess the fire of God through, you know, a disciplined fasting life. We talk about that. We also mentioned the issue of worship. There are people that worship him, you know, bring down his glory. So if you worship him, you are bringing down his glory. Number three thing we say that when you involve in his work, you know, when you get involved in his work, you know, the fire of God will rub upon you, you know. As you do God's work, you know, you gather more fire. Also, we also discover that when we meditate upon the word of God. Because the word of God is fire itself. So today, by the grace of God, we are going to continue on this particular issue. And I am sure that God is going to bless you this morning as you listen to this wonderful words of God in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you contact the fire? Number one thing I will say this morning is that, you know, we need to amend our broken altars through repentance. You know, you first of all, for you to receive the fire of the Holy Spirit, you must amend every broken altar in your life through repentance. Now, it means that, you know, if there is no repentance, God cannot grant you fire. You know, fire is not for sinners. Fire is not for those who disobey God. The fire of God is for people that walk, you know, with God. Those who walk according to the word of God. So as you come to repentance, you know, this morning, God is ready to give you a baptism of fresh fire. And you are having it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. God is able and is ready to give you fresh fire as you repent this morning. Now let's read the Bible in the book of Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 3, in verse number 19. Acts 3, verse number 19. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out before the times of the refreshing shall come from the presence of God. You know, God, before God, you know, we baptize you with fire, with his fire, there's a need for repentance. You know, there's a need, you know, to show a genuine heart of repentance unto God. You need to know to be converted. You know, God cannot put fire on somebody who doesn't belong to Him. So, you know, you must amend every broken altar of your life through repentance, you know, because the fire of God cannot fall on a life that lives in sin. A life that lives in sin is not qualified to be empowered by God. A life that lives in sin cannot carry the fire of God. In fact, sin terminates the fire. Sin put off the fire. So, you know, one thing that is, you know, make the fire of your life to be ineffective is sin in your life. Can you see now? So look at the life of Gehazi. You know, it was sin that terminated the fire. Can you see now? Look at the life of Samson. You know, it was sin that terminated the fire. Can you see now? So, you know, sin is, you know, an enemy of the fire. So if you now want to carry the fire of God, you know, you need to repent. You need to walk worthy of the Lord. You need to walk, you know, blameless before the Lord. And this fire comes upon you mightily. I'm praying this morning as you are hearing this broadcast that every sin or any way of life that will hinder the fire of God from coming to you, God will help you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and we'll read verse number 1. 2 Corinthians 7, verse number says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Can you see now? You know, having therefore these promises. One of the promises that He has promised us is that He shall receive, you know, the power from the Most High. You know, Jesus promised us. We are still going to see it in Luke 24, verse 49. You know, He said that, you know, there's a promise. There are promises that God has promised you. You know, these promises are coming to pass even before the end of this year. You know, before the end of this year, you are going to receive a mind-blowing testimony. You know, why? Because God has promised you. I am sure you are expecting. I am sure there is something you want God to do in your life. I am sure there is something you are looking unto God for, even in these few days of the year. You know, be expecting. I know God is able. God can do it. But you know what now? You know, all that you are expecting, you need to cleanse yourself. You know, you need to cleanse yourself from every filthiness. Because this filthiness has been the blockage that has hindered you or hindered the hands of God to perform greatest in your life. When you look at the book of Isaiah, you know, he said the hands of God is not shutting that cannot bless you. He said, but it is your sin that separates you from God. It's your sin that have not enabled God to perform what He plans to do in your life. I see God doing great things in your life before the end of this year. I see you having new testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I see you breaking forth. I see you giving a new testimony. That thing you are trusting God for, I see it coming to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Please look into your life. Cleanse yourself from every filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. So, you know, for you to have contact with fire, you need to come to the altar of repentance. Number two things to be fireized, you know, to get contact with God's fire, is that you must pray fervently for the Holy Ghost fire. You know, you need to pray for it. You say, but God knows I need it. Yes, He knows, but you must pray for it. You know, Jesus Christ gave us that promise. Let's quickly go to Luke 24. Luke chapter number 24. And I want us to read verse number 49. Luke 24:49. Bible says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but ye tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from the Most High. You know, number one thing God is saying, I have given you a promise. That's the promise of the Holy Spirit. You know, the carrier of the fire. Can you see? Because the Holy Spirit is the power of God. He said, I have promised you. See, when I go, He will come. You know, and when He comes, He will do some peculiar, spectacular things in your life. You know, Jesus has promised us the Holy Spirit. But number one, he said, you must tarry. Tarry means to wait. You know, you must wait for it. And because I have told you that those who wait will not be wasted. So when you wait for the Holy Spirit, it will come. Bible says, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with the fire. So you don't need to go to satanic altar to look for fire. These are fake fire. These are fire from the kingdom of darkness. You can't use that fire to serve the Lord. Many people today, they are patronizing satanic altar. They are looking for fire to do God's job. No, you can't use evil to do good. It's not possible. You need to wait. Wait in prayers. Wait in fasting. Wait in the study of the word. Wait, wait. When you wait, you know, when you tarry, the power will come. When you wait in fasting, the power will come. So you need to wait. God has promised you. When God promised you something, he is able to bring those things to pass in your life. You know, so Jesus can say, wait, you know, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from the Most High. You know, but I want you to know, don't forget that we are saying that to get in contact with fire of the Holy Spirit, you must pray fervently for it. Let's see Luke again. Luke chapter number 11. Luke 11. I want us to read from verse 9. Luke 11 from verse 9 to 13. Bible says, Luke 11 from verse 9. It says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now Bible says verse 11, it says, if a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is his father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, or will he give him a fish for serpent? And I say in verse 12, for if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Now, verse 13, so important, it now says, if them being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Can you see now? How much more, God, if you've been evil, not that you are evil, but that you are limited, that, you know, you are not like God. If you, you know, your children can ask you egg, and you not give them serpent, you know. Now, if you can do that, can you see how much stronger? Saying that God is always available to send down fire upon you, to grant the fire for service. Fire you need, you know, for daily combat. Fire you need to exert in life. God is ready and God is able to send it to you. And I pray that you receive the fire this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Season's greetings to all our audience on Church on Air program. It's our greatest delight to gift out some wonderful packages for as many of our audience that has been following this program from January. To receive your package, kindly send Season Greetings from Church on Air at text message to 080-33-855-927. Send Season Greetings from Church on Air as a text message to 080-33-855-927 and we will reach out to you on how to pick up your package. Do have a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous New Year. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. This morning we are talking on how do you contact the fresh fire from above. And about one thing we said is that there's a need for you and I to repent, you know, to come to the altar of repentance, because some people, they have lost their fire because, you know, of sin. And also we said we need to pray fervently, you know, for the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Ghost fire. And we have seen that anything we ask the Lord, God is able to give unto us. Now, number three thing, after do you contact this fire, is that you must cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit through a lifestyle of holiness. You know, you must cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit through a lifestyle of holiness. Now, you will see all our electric currents. They are coming because there is a copper, you know, something inside carrying the energy, carrying the light energy. Can you see that? So when that thing is not pure, you will not get good light. But when the copper inside is very, very pure, you know, the light becomes clearer and better. Now, if then you want the fire of God through you, the grace of God through you, then you must manifest or live the life of holiness. God himself is holy. And people that will carry his virtue must be holy. In the Bible says, be ye holy. Why? For I am holy. You know, people that carries, you know, the grace of God must possess holy vessel. The reason why God is here to use you is because of your lifestyle of filthiness. Now, until you come out of this lifestyle, God will abandon you forever. There's a need for you to live a life that glorifies God. Now, you must live a lifestyle of holiness. The same thing happened to Jesus. Can we look at the book of Hebrews? Hebrews chapter number 1. Let us read verse 9. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellow. Can you see now? Jesus received oil of gladness, outstanding oil, outstanding grace to perform grace and wonders. You know why? Because he lives, you know, in holiness. Can you see now? The Bible says in Psalm 24, it says, who has cried to the heel of God? He said, he has a clean heart and a pure heart. Can you see now? You know, you cannot, you know, live a lifestyle of filthiness and carry the grace of God, as I've said. So, you must cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit. Through what? Through a lifestyle of holiness. You know, when you are holy, the fire of God flows all around you. I know a man that, you know, he went to preach in a place, and after preaching, you know, there was a woman that was believing, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Do you know that as this man stood up from that chair, the woman ran to the chair that that man of God sat upon. She sat upon it, and he said, where is the God of this man who has preached just now? Do you know that she conceived? Why? Because, you know, everything about that man carries fire of God. Even you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Bible says, I will not tell Jesus to pray for me. All I'm going to do is that I will touch the hem of his garment, you know. And when I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Do you know that this woman acted by faith? She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And what happened? And the fountain of blood dried in her body. Imagine that. A woman that has gone here and there, a woman that has spent everything that she had, but you know, one day she was connected to the fire of Jesus Christ through touching the end of his garment. What am I saying? It is because Jesus lived a life of holiness. Can you see that? He lived a life of total holiness, and then because of that, everything, you know, that he put on, carry the fire also. You know, when you sleep on the bed of a man of God, you get contacted with the fire. When you put on the tie of a man of God, you discover that, you know, you get connected to fire. When you get closer, like Elisha to Elijah, you know, the king said, who is the man that is leaking our information to what? To the king. Who is the person? And the answer, I said, king, nobody leaks our information. There is one Elisha. Who what? Who pour water into the hand of Elijah. You know, because, you know, Elisha was so close to Elijah, the power rubbed upon him. You know, so what am I saying? That one leads us, you know, to the fourth point, you know, of how to get, you know, contact with fire, which is called your association. Your association is so important. You know, I want you to know that whom you accompany shows what will accompany you. Whom you accompany shows what will accompany you. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is why you must be careful with your association. Careful with whom you move it. You know, fire can be lost or drained out through association. Let's see the Bible in the book of, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want to read verses 14 to 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 14, Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" Verse 15, "And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?" Verse 16, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." And in verse 17 it says, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Dear God, is talking about association. There are some of you, since the time you got married, you lost your fire. You know, before your marriage, you are on fire for Jesus. Before you got married, you are doing great things. But the moment you married the so-called your spouse, the fire gone. Why? Because you have married somebody whom the Lord has not approved. You see now, when you marry a wrong person, you lose many things. And one of them is that you will lose your fire. You can even lose heaven, you know, if care is not taken. So, you know, you must marry well. Marriage can rupture the fire of God upon your life. I know many of our sisters, when we are in school, when we are in the university, they are bubbling in the fire. They are doing great things for the Lord. But today, you know, marriage has silenced them. They have lost fire. True marriage. Can you imagine that now? So God said, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbeliever." I know one lady that came to office one day, and she wants to get married and to a man. And the man is not a Christian. And you know what he told me? He said, "Pastor, don't worry. I will get him for Jesus." I said, "You? Are you the Holy Spirit? You will get that man for Jesus?" And you know, every effort to disconnect her from marrying the man proved abortive. At last, she married the man. And today, she's not in the world. Can you see that? So, you know, I want you to know that there's a need for you to know that there is difference between Christ and Belial. You know, and there is no agreement between, you know, the temple of God and with idols. You know, you need to be separated. You want to start a business and you now mingle with an unbeliever. Oh my God. You know, Bible says light and darkness cannot stay together. You know, it will contaminate you. That unbeliever will contaminate you. So that is why you need to know whom you should accomplish. Also, let us go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 13. Let us read verse 20. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, "You know, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Can you see association? He that walketh with the wise shall what? Shall be wise. You want to be wise? Then walk with the wise. He said, "But the company of the fool shall be destroyed." So the person you associate with is so important, telling us of what will follow you. You know, even in the book of Genesis, you know, Genesis chapter number 13. I want us to read verse 14. Genesis 13, 14. The Bible says, "And the Lord said to Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. And all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Can you see? That one says, you know, after Lot, as what? have been separated. There are some people you need to separate from. There are some people you need to block from your phone contact. If actually you want to carry fire of God, there are some people that you need to cut your association from. Can you see now? If you want to carry the fire of God, you can't be friend of everybody. Love every man, but choose your friend. You know, I love everybody, but you know what? I choose my friend. You know the reason? Because if I don't choose my friend, I can be lost out in life. You can't be friend to everybody. No way. You know, love people, but choose your friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, let me finally say that, you know, I want to counsel you that what destroys fire, number one thing that destroys fire is sin. Sin destroys fire. You know, number two thing that destroys fire is lack of vision. When there is no vision, you know, Bible says my people are destroyed because they have no vision. You know, when there is no vision, there is nothing the fire will walk upon. You know, and number three, you know, abstain from life of disobedience and rebellion. I will see you again. May the Lord be with you. See you tomorrow in the church by the grace of God to receive more of this fire in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.